Now, friends, we've come to this 10th chapter of the book of Numbers, and we have here the instructions concerning the making of two silver trumpets. And I'd like to read this section here because we are going to see them begin the wilderness march now, beginning with verse 11, and the last thing that's given are the trumpets for the wilderness march. And notice how they are to be used. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver. Now, two is the number of witness, as you know. It's in the mouth of two witnesses a matter is established. Now, these two trumpets were used to move Israel on the wilderness march. And it says, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves together to thee. Now the blowing of one trumpet brought the princes together. Now there's to be a last trump for the church. And that last trump is the voice of Christ, I believe. It'll be his last call. He's sent out invitation after invitation. His last invitation to a Laodicean church is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And then the last one, the last trump, he calls his church out of the world. And that'll be the last call. Now here, that one single trumpet, that's the Lord Jesus, brings the princes together. That's bringing them together, and that's the rapture of the church. Now he says, when ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. And when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And then it's to be used in going to war, verse 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets. I think that's what the children of Israel blew when they went around the city of Jericho. And then verse 10, the fourth use of them. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets. In other words, they denoted certain segments of time and particular occasions that were to be observed. Now, these silver trumpets, made of silver, and that is the metal of redemption. This is the redemption call, if you please, and it's a call for redeemed people. And this was the way God moved them on the wilderness march. And that's the way the trumpets were used for the most part here. Blow an alarm the second time, the camps lie on the south side. Blow again, then the camp that lies on the north side, and so on, till they get on the wilderness march.